Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And did you know that in the average home, the toilet accounts for nearly one-third of your family's water usage? Wouldn't you like to cut that down? That could save you some big bucks.
I'm like, yeah, if I could just get my son to stop flushing the toilet unnecessarily, that would help a lot. Well, new water-saving toilets truly mean less water, but it doesn't mean less power when you flush, which is what's important. So here to tell us more about that is Richard Trethewey, the plumbing expert for This Old House. Welcome, Richard.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We are excellent. We're flush with excitement to talk with you today about this topic.
Let's see how many more coin cliches we can throw in there.
Well, Richard, we're talking about low-flow toilets, and this is an interesting subject because the plumbing industry and the toilet industry took a real, real black eye over this when the low-flow toilets first came out. You know, we all used to call them the flush twice model because they just didn't work. How has that changed?
Well, the history lesson is we're back in the 50s, a toilet used 7 gallons every time it flushed. And then by the time the 60s came along, they got to 5.5. And then in the 80s, we got to 3.5 gallons per flush. And then in 1995, they passed a mandate that said you had to cut that in half to 1.6. And the fact is, the mandate was ahead of the technology that could figure out how to make solids go down through less water and down into the pipe. So there was a terrible, terrible stretch there, probably 3 to 5 years where, as you say, you had to flush twice. But I think the manufacturers have pretty much caught up, though, thankfully.
So how are the new designs different than what they started out being?
Well, I think it's, not to get too graphic, but it's the passageways, meaning a toilet bowl is molded, you know, out of China, and it has to have a integral trap, and it has to be such that it's the right size to so that this smaller amount of water can actually create what's called a siphon. Mm-hmm. So that water can go down and create a siphon, and then thereby, once you have a siphon, you can actually pull the solids up and through the trap and down the drain. And so in the early days, the passageways were too big with less water, so the water just went down and nothing happened. You had to do it. So engineering has caught up to it. I think the fact that the world mandate was such, you know, I think there's manufacturers from all over the planet. There's an Australian company, Karomo, and Toto from Japan, and some others. And they, I think, led the way, and then Kohler and America Sand and all the other American players caught on, I think, pretty good.
Being that they're more efficient, do you have to do anything, you know, more specialized as far as maintenance or pieces that you have to change out over time to keep them working effectively?
No, they're brutally simple now. I think the trick was that when they first did it, they would say, let's just put a series of bricks or put a couple of dikes on the side, these little dams to keep the water from not going down the toilet, and it just didn't work. Nowadays, they've got it engineered so that the tank and bowl work together, and if you look inside, it looks almost as conventional as it always did.
Are they more expensive to buy?
They are. There's a slight premium, but that's the nature of you know, you pay more for Diet Coke than Coke, I think. You know, by leaving something out. No.
I'm like, because it tastes better.
We're talking to Richard Trethewey. He is the plumbing expert, the heating expert. He's the guy that makes the mechanical systems work on This Old House. So I guess, Richard, in a lot of your productions, you end up taking out a lot of those very, very historic but large and wasteful toilets in lieu of the more modern and efficient ones. Do you get some pushback from the owners?
Well, on the This Old House projects, we're generally doing a pretty full renovation, so I don't think that they shed a tear for to get a new bathroom and stuff like that. I think the place where we've actually explored some new technologies is on Ask This Old House, the other show that we do, where a couple of times we've gone in and looked at these new kits that can retrofit retrofit into an older toilet both a flush valve and a fill valve that could retrofit, and that's pretty intriguing stuff. It's not perfect, but it does allow you for a $25 part and maybe $50 total parts, you could get a fully rebuilt toilet tank that can use 1.6 where it used to use 3.5.
And it works a lot better than sticking the brick in it, huh?
That's right.
Richard Verthui from This Old House, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. You can watch Richard and the entire team on This Old House. Check PBS for local listings or head on over to thisoldhouse.com.